Blog Talk Radio. This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. I'm so glad that you're here with us today. I have a very special guest. His name is Richard Pryor, and he is author of the book, Warriors of Life, Conquering Grief and Battling Your Way Back to Happiness. Richard lost his 27-year-old son and was left with a feeling of having no purpose. After a year and a half of feeling like this, he did some deep soul searching and came up with a new meaning and a new purpose for life. Now he uses everything he's learned about his son's passing and how he is able to overcome the grief by spreading it to others who've lost their children. Thanks for being on the show today, Richie. It's so great to have you.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
Oh, thanks so much. You're so sweet. Tell us a little bit about the story of how losing your 27-year-old son gave you a new purpose and meaning in your life.
Okay, so when I lost my son, it was about 3.5 years ago. It was unexpected and tragic, and you know, I kind of got lost. I was lost in depression, and there was a sense of guilt there because a job as a parent is my I felt my own important my only important job was to keep my son alive, and I felt as though I failed to do that. And it was a struggle day by day. And, you know, it was hard to see any kind of hope, you know.
Just a second, Mitch. You're coming in and out, and we can't hear you. So you're good, and then you just go out so that we can't hear you. So start again.
So is that any better?
Keep speaking because you were going out for a second. Say a few more things. Start again. Hello?
Technical difficulties.
Okay. We seem to have. We seem to be losing you. I don't know
that's
why.
All right. That's part of life.
Sound good now.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not going to move my... I am not going to move my head at all because I'm on my phone.
Oh, I don't believe that.
So 3.5 years ago, we lost our son tragically. It was unexpected. And it just threw myself and my wife into this, you know, this head spin into, you know, the darkest holes of life. I mean, I myself couldn't find any kind of happiness. I felt guilty because my only job as a parent was to keep my son alive. And I felt that, you know, I failed. And so what else am I good at? You know, I went on like that for a year and a half. I couldn't get out of my own way. I drank a lot. And my doctor prescribed me a lot of antidepressants that kept me numb, you know, for a better part of a year and a half. And that's kind of how I operated because I couldn't find myself, you know, ever being happy again. It was like if I smiled or laughed, I was afraid I was dishonoring his memory and him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, driving to work one day, you know, my same routine, driving and just crying constantly, the songs that would remind me of him, any kind of memories. It was just really depressing. And then I saw a billboard one day, and this billboard gave me the kind of courage to go to a seminar for self-improvement. And I went to the seminar, and the speaker that was there talked about, you know, our purpose in life and you know, the meaning that we give to things is how we live our lives. And to that point, that year and a half, I was focusing on the bad stuff. I was focusing on what I don't have. I don't have my son anymore. My life is miserable. I'm never going to be happy again. And not focusing on, you know, the beautiful memories and experiences that we shared, that we had him for 27 years. You know, to all those magical memories that we created together and the fun that we had, you know, being ourselves. So once, you know, the speaker started talking about that, I said,
wow, I should be focusing on other beautiful memories. And then as soon as I started doing that, I started thinking about, you know, the meaning. There has to be some type of meaning behind this passing. It just can't be, well, that's life, and that's, you know, it is what it is. You know, a lot of people say that, and I wouldn't accept that. I would not accept that as what it is.
We're losing you again, Richie. I'm so sorry, but something's going on with your sound. You said that the speaker was asking you to focus on the memories, and I could barely hear you, so let's try it again.
So it was, I was focusing on all the things instead of focusing on the good things. And once I started focusing on the good things, I started to think about, you know, the meaning that, you know, his passing had. And to that point, I was just giving it a meaning of, you know, that's just how life is, and I got the raw end of the deal, you know, and that's what I'm supposed to live with for the rest of my life. And then I started thinking, well, what if this could mean something else? What if this could mean something better? I'm supposed to be doing something else with my life. And in that moment, I decided that, hey, the meaning for this tragedy was for me to help other people, other parents that have lost children, help other people that are struggling with grief, for me to do that in memory of my son Richie and make him proud of me. So in that moment, in that seminar, my whole life kind of just, you know, flipped around. I did a 180 from the depression I was living in to start. I found that little speck of hope that I was looking for, and it was by giving his passing a different meaning than what I had originally given it.
Wow, that's really powerful. How did you feel once you had that little kind of switch flip in your mind and in your feelings? How did it feel at this point?
I felt like I had a little bit of leverage, just a little bit, like if you're climbing on a mountain, just that little piece of rock that's there that you put your foot on just to help you move a little bit forward, and that's all I needed. I just needed that little step, you know, to start propelling myself forward and start making changes in my life, you know, to help fulfill this meaning, this newfound meaning that I've discovered.
Right. Wow, that's great. So what role did authenticity play in this, Richie?
Oh, an amazing role. You know, I think as human beings, with all the social media stuff out there and all these reality TV shows, I think we've become, it's almost like a race to become, you know, who's going to be more significant, more important than other people. And for a majority of my life, I kind of felt like I was in that same kind of, like, funk, I call it. And
we're losing you again. I'm so sorry, but we're losing you again.
That's all right. That's not a problem.
Okay.
I'm still here. I was in this kind of funk. I was in this kind of funk, and I wasn't aware of it. I wasn't really being authentic to myself. I was being what I thought everybody else wanted me to be. And that was uncomfortable. And I didn't realize that until my son passed, and I got this wake-up call that life is too short. You know, you need to be yourself. So I went through this transformation, you know, of going from who I was to this new person that I was becoming. I hate to say rebirth, but it was almost like that. And what I found came with that was people were uncomfortable with who I'd become. They were uncomfortable with the new me, the one that I wasn't going to settle for, you know, the status quo. I wasn't going to go with the flow. I was going to speak my mind and be honest with people and be honest with myself more than anything and really be authentic. And in that process, a lot of people, you know, a lot of friends that we had, you know, kind of walked away. They kind of didn't like what I was doing, didn't like my new personality, the person I had become. And I guess down deep, this was always me, but I just had put on this, I talk about it in my book, this mask of society that we wear, you know, to please others and give ourselves significance. And that's why I found, you know, that being authentic was just so, it was so liberating. You know, it gave me so much freedom. I wasn't trying to pretend anymore.
Right. Isn't that a wonderful feeling? It's like all this burden is off your shoulder when you don't have to pretend to just be you.
That's exactly. That's a perfect way to put it. That it was a burden I had been carrying, but I didn't feel like I was carrying it. You know what I'm saying? You don't. You're not aware of it until it falls off. And when it falls off, oh my God, yes, life is even better than it was before.
Absolutely. So this one's just. I love the way you speak about authenticity and being who you are. You describe it so perfectly because that was the same. Path that I traveled, trying to find myself. I had buried myself in all these roles that I took on, most of which other people told me I should be, right? And I love that the way you tell about it, because it's just even so authentic in the telling. And it just, being who you are, there's nothing like it. It just empowers you and brings, that alone brings a lot of joy, don't you think?
Of course it does. I mean, I asked myself a couple of questions.
Am I working so hard to be something I'm not? And am I honest with myself?
No.
What stories?
We're not hearing you at all. I'm sorry. We're not hearing you at all right now.
Is
this any better? Yeah, I can. You're like really, really, I don't know. There's some kind of interference that we can't hear your voice very well.
Oh. I'm sorry. It's probably where I'm located. I'm near the ocean and.
You know,
it has its downside,
which is a
cell phone.
So, I was asking myself some questions, like, are you working too hard to be someone you're not? Like I was, you know, and it becomes a lot of work.
You know, if you were honest with yourself, what would that mean? What stories are you carrying around that are keeping you from being you? So
let's have
a couple of questions that I asked myself on my journey that I took.
I am so sorry, Richie, but I can't hear you. I can't hear what you're saying. I know you're saying amazing things. The last time that we could really hear was, are you working, this is a great phrase, are you working too hard to be someone you're not? Wow. That's a really good question. Now I hear you perfectly, so I don't know what's going on.
But I'm not moving.
And now,
my head is like frozen right now.
With our connection. You know what? Do me a favor and call. Hang up and call back into the show because maybe it's the line, maybe it's the connection, and I'll put you right back on.
Okay, cool. I'll call right back. Bye.
Okay. Bye. We'll have Richie back in just a moment, and that last phrase that he said, are you working too hard to be someone you're not? That's an amazing question to ask yourself, because I certainly was doing that at a point in my life when I began my road to authenticity. I was working really hard to be someone I wasn't, trying to impress people or trying to keep certain people in my life, and it's exhausting to do that. Welcome back, Richie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back again.
I was just telling the audience, are you working too hard to be someone you're not? So let's take it from there.
So are you working too hard to be someone you're not? If you were honest with yourself, what would that mean? What would change in your life? And what stories are you telling around that are keeping you from being you, from your authentic self? Some of the questions that I asked myself during my journey of grief to finally find my purpose.
Those are great questions. What stories are you telling yourself? That's an amazing question, because we do tell ourselves stories. Or somebody else tells us a story, we decide to take it for our life, right? And so those are fantastic questions. Yeah. What do you recommend to a parent or someone who's lost a loved one if they're wanting to begin a journey back to happiness similar to your journey?
Well, there's absolutely no silver bullet. Everyone's possible. And it's all about finding that one little glimmer of hope. That's all it is. And people find it, in different ways. I mean, it's and to confront it and go through it. That's what I did. And I see a lot of people that, you know, they don't want to kind of push it aside, to go back to work too early, or they put things to kind of bury it. And it doesn't do you any good to help, and then it sucks years later. And it really upends your whole life. Not that it already isn't upending your life. But what I would suggest to anybody is to find somebody to talk to, find a support group, a friend, you know, somebody that's not going to judge you, a therapist, a life coach, anyone that's going to, you know, help you move forward, you know, help you think about what's next. I mean, and some of the questions I ask myself is, what would Richie do? What would my son do if he was in this situation? You know, that's I ask myself, the biggest question is, I believe in, you know, that I'll meet him again. Whatever that is, whatever that's called. When I meet him again, what's that conversation like? Is it going to be, Dad, just blew it? To change the world and help others? Or is it going to say, wow, Dad, you picked five games. So I wanted the latter. You know, I didn't want to be disappointed. I wanted to make him proud of what I was doing. Proud to get that he did.
Very good. That's great. We're still having a terrible time hearing you. We may have to rebroadcast this at another time, but we're going to keep going for now. We're going to take a quick break. And if you want to call in to ask Richie a question or give some feedback, you can call in at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869, and we'll be right back.
Listen now to husband and father of three kids, Damon Burton, as he shares his stories of why authenticity matters, both personally and professionally. Burton founded a successful search engine optimization agency, www.seonational.com, in 2007, with clients around the world, including NBA teams and Shark Tank featured businesses. He shares how he created a lifestyle by design and how you can too. Thanks for listening to Damon Burton on Dare to be Authentic. You can also learn more from Damon as he blogs about life and entrepreneurship at www.damonburton.com.
Are you looking to become a better leader, whether that's in business, in sports, or in life? And you haven't found a book yet to help you get to that game-changing aha moment? Well, we have the book for you. Tighten the Lug Nuts, The Principles of Balanced Leadership. Tighten the Lug Nuts will help you get to that game-changing leadership moment. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iBooks, or at 360managementservices.com. That's the number 360managementservices.com. Pick up your copy today and start changing your leadership styles.
I struggled with alcohol and drugs, which is a big part of why I succeed in helping families help the ones they love, accept help, and achieve lasting recovery.
If you know someone who is addicted to drugs or alcohol, but you don't know what to do, call Steve Bruno, interventionist and referral specialist, for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 747-220-2287 or visit SteveBruno.com. Again, that's 747-220-2287 or visit SteveBruno.com.
I'm Sue Matthews, the author of Paint Your Hair Blue, a celebration of life with hope for tomorrow in the face of pediatric cancer. PaintYourHairBlue.com. My book is about my daughter Taylor's journey through cancer. Your heart will break and soar, sometimes simultaneously, as you learn about Taylor's fierce courage and unremitting resolve to not permit cancer to scar her spirit or body. You'll come away from the book with a vivid understanding of how truly short and precious life is, and a greater willingness to add more color as we go along.
Welcome back to Dare to be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and we have a special guest, Richie Pryor, with us today. And, Richie, what is the main message you want to bring to the public?
Well, the main message I want to bring to the public is that you're not alone. You know, if you're struggling with grief, if you lost a child or a loved one, you're not alone. There's nothing wrong with you. You cannot plan for things like this that happen in your life. You know, we have no control over this. And I especially want to just make, you know, let everybody know that if anybody's out there that has a friend or family member that has lost a loved one, I just got a couple of things that I just want to let them know is that, you know, number one, there's no time clock on grief. You know, they give you 3 or 4 days if you lose your parent, or how many days do they give you if you lose a child? I took 3 weeks off from my job, and I needed a year. So it's there's no time clock. So be understanding. Don't judge. They're going through a very traumatic experience, and their whole life has been turned upside down. And number two, if you are a friend or family member, just listen. That's all. You know, that's all I wanted to in those first couple of months. I just wanted somebody to listen to me. Don't judge. We don't need any kind of advice. Don't say, I know how you feel, unless you had a similar loss. And somebody had told me, you know, my son was computer engineer, and they told me that God needed another computer guy in heaven. And I guess she said that because she didn't know what else to say. But things like that, it's, you know, they're troubling to us. And the last thing is just, you know, let us just be. Just listen. We only want to talk. We want to share stories about our loved one and how they impacted our lives. And that's all we want somebody to listen.
That's good. That's really good wisdom, Richard. Thank you so much for sharing that. So let's talk about your book, Warriors of Life, Conquering Grief and Battling Your Way to Happiness. What inspired you to write this, and what is your purpose for it?
So what inspired me to write this was, you know, the meaning that I gave to Richie's passing is that, you know, I need to help others out there that are struggling with grief. When my wife and I lost Richie, we had to wait 4 months to get into a support group for bereaved parents. In those 4 months, we really struggled with finding, you know, somebody that could help us. So I said, okay, I'm going to write a book that's going to outline the resources that I used to help me find my way through the grief. And it's a workbook, you know, it analyzes. I have a chapter on finding out who your real friends are, you know, the ones that are helping you with your journey of grief and the ones that are hurting you. So it's little things like that that I use. And like I said before, there's no magic bullet to it. But the book, I have resources in there that hopefully you can find one or two things that'll help you find, you know, your way to that other side. You know, give you that little glimmer of hope that we all look for, in, you know, in our darkest of times.
That's fantastic. Would you like to share anything from the book, anything in particular that was more meaningful to you?
Well, I think one of the most meaningful things is my chapter on honoring your fallen warrior, where I talk about, you know, the ways that we can keep their memories alive by, you know, I set up a foundation for my son that helps disabled children. You know, my son wasn't disabled, but he loved working with these companies that, you know, provided support for disabled children. So, you know, setting up a foundation for him, and other people set up a college fund and do road races. And I really enjoyed that chapter of the book because it allows you to be creative and really, you know, find something that your loved one really cherished and enjoyed and use their memory, you know, to help support others. So that was one of my favorite chapters.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Very good. So where do we get a hold of you and your book, Richard?
Okay, so you can get a hold of me in my book at thewarriorsoflife.com. We also sell, it's also available on Amazon. But Amazon's taken $6 for each book that I sell, and I'd rather sell it directly so that $6 can go to a child in need. So that's kind of how I'm playing it. So thewarriorsoflife.com, you can get all the book information there and find out more about our story. And how we and what other things we're doing to help other parents and people out there that lost somebody that they cared about.
And Okay, that's great. And you can also find Richie on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Just click on the radio show page, and he's right there on the top. And from there, you can link to his phone website and to the book Warriors of Life website and get all his information. Very good. So is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener, Richie, something that might be on your heart?
Just one thing. Love more and be yourself.
Wow, that's really powerful.
Yeah, that's it. That's love ourselves and just be authentic, like your whole show's about.
Wonderful. Love more. I like the love more part. I like both of them, but I love the love more part. I think sometimes we forget to. We love, we don't show it, or we don't feel it the way we could.
Right, we're very hard on ourselves.
Yes, absolutely, way too hard. And on others sometimes. At least I've been that way. So we kind of lost you as far as sound when you were talking about what you recommend to a parent or someone who's lost a loved one. Would you go over that since we have a few more minutes? Would you go over that again?
Which one was that?
Wanting to begin.
Oh,
what would you recommend to a parent or someone who's lost a loved one and they wanted to begin their journey back to happiness, to joy?
Oh, you have to find someone to talk to. You cannot beat the grief by yourself. I tried to do it, and I failed for 6 months. Find yourself a support group, a trusted friend if you trust them and they won't judge you, a therapist, a life coach. Find somebody to talk to you that you're going to be able to just, you know, unload on them, and they'll listen to you. Because when I was going through my journey, my wife and I tried to be that for each other, but it only hurt us even more. So I ended up finding a therapist before I knew anything about life coaches. I ended up finding a therapist, and she helped me so tremendously.
That's wonderful. That's really good. And you're a life coach yourself, Richie, are you not?
I'd like to call myself a happiness mentor. I help people find happiness in the things in life, because people look at life and they just not, I don't know what the word is for it. They're not fulfilled. And I love seeing people happy. So that's kind of what I decided to call myself, a happiness mentor.
I like that. That's really wonderful. And so if you're struggling or you know someone who's struggling, particularly if they have the death of a child or another loved one, you know, give Richie a call. Find him. Find him on my website. Find him on his Warrior of Life website. Give him a call. We do need someone to talk to. It's so important. I love the part that you emphasize, that the person you talk to must not be one to judge you, because that doesn't help us. Judgment doesn't help us. It's just listening.
No,
just listening, yeah.
Yeah, I found that so, you know, my wife and I were trying to do that, and I would be drowning her more into my darkness and vice versa, and it wasn't working. So when we went outside to find strangers, that's when we started getting better.
Exactly. And you just needed someone to listen. So that's a good reminder. So those that you know that are listening, remember that. It's a good reminder for us. When we're not going through someone, but we have a friend, a dear friend, or even a family member, that we have to remember to just listen. That's all somebody needs. Just to be there. Sometimes there's no words need to be spoken. Just to be there and be a support. Well, Richie, it's been wonderful having you on the show. Thank you so much for being on with us today and for your words of wisdom.
Thank you so much. It was an honor being on with you, and I thank everybody out there for listening to me.
Very good. Well, thank you for listening in. Make sure to pass this show along. There's so much good information here, so much encouragement. And make sure to join us next time on Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell. Broadcasting live from Southern California.